Okay, so have you ever noticed, like, you know when you're on a website and it just takes forever to load?
Oh, yeah, that spinning wheel of doom.
Right. It's especially frustrating when it's a WordPress site and you just know it shouldn't be that slow.
It's like watching paint dry in the digital age, isn't it?
Totally. And it's not just about us being impatient, right? I mean, a slow website can actually impact user experience.
Oh, absolutely. People bounce, they go elsewhere, and it can even affect your search engine rankings.
Exactly. So today we're going deep, deep, deep into a topic that's, I think, super relevant for anyone with a WordPress site: speed optimization.
Love it.
And to guide us on this journey, we have a fantastic article, A Comprehensive Guide to WordPress Speed Optimization by Chris Bradley.
Great choice. Bradley really knows his stuff. I mean, he's the co-founder of Double Dome Digital Marketing, so he's got a ton of real-world experience.
Yeah. Exactly. He's seen firsthand how speed or lack of it can make or break a website, and his guide is packed with practical advice. So our mission today is to pull out the most valuable strategies from Bradley's guide and, make them easy to understand and even easier to implement.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, let's jump right in. Bradley starts by emphasizing the importance of, drum roll please, the hosting provider.
It's the foundation, right? Everything else builds on that.
So true. But what should we actually be looking for in a hosting provider specifically for speed?
Well, first and foremost, you need fast servers,
Right.
ones that can handle your website's traffic. No point in having all the other optimizations in place if your server's chugging along like a well. You get the idea.
Yeah.
And then uptime is crucial. It's like, what's the point of a super fast website if it's constantly down? Reliable uptime is non-negotiable.
Totally agree.
And don't underestimate good customer service. When you run into those inevitable technical issues, having responsive and helpful support can be a lifesaver.
And, on that point, Bradley mentioned something really interesting. He says to look for companies that have positive reviews that specifically mention server response times.
Yeah, and how they handle traffic spikes, especially for WordPress.
It's like those little details that can really reveal a lot.
Absolutely. Some hosts even go the extra mile with WordPress-specific optimization, like configuring their servers to work perfectly with WordPress.
That's a huge advantage right out of the gate.
Definitely. So yeah, hosting is,
Yeah.
it's like step one. You got to get that right.
Okay, so you've got your hosting sorted. What's next on Bradley's speed optimization hit list?
Well, next up is something that a lot of people overlook, your theme.
Ah, yes, the theme, the look and feel of your site. But how does that impact speed?
It's all about the code underneath, A poorly coded theme, or one that's just like super bloated with features you don't need, well, that can really drag your site down.
It's like carrying around unnecessary baggage, right?
Exactly. It's like trying to run a marathon with like a backpack full of rocks.
Ouch. Yeah, not a good visual. So, what's the solution?
Bradley's advice is to go for themes that are specifically optimized for speed. These themes are usually well coded and, they just have the essential features without all the bells and whistles that can slow things down.
So, less is more in this case.
Pretty much. He even suggests using your browser's developer tools to like peek under the hood of a theme. You can actually see the size and number of CSS and JavaScript files.
Oh, wow. So you can really see what's going on behind the scenes.
Yeah. And if there are a ton of files or those files are huge, it could be a red flag, even if the theme looks gorgeous,
Right. Beauty is only skin deep or code deep in this case.
Exactly. And it's worth noting that you can find speed optimized themes, both free and paid.
So do your research, people. All right. We've got a speedy host, a lean theme. What's next?
Ah, now we get to the tricky part, plugins.
Plugins. Every WordPress user's best friend, and sometimes their worst enemy when it comes to speed.
Oh, for sure. See, plugins are great for adding functionality. But here's the catch. Each plugin adds more code, and that code has to be processed by your server and the visitor's browser.
It's like a trade-off, right? More features, potentially slower speed.
Exactly. So Bradley's advice is be really, really selective about the plugins you use. Only install the ones that are absolutely essential. And then, and this is important, regularly review your plugins and get rid of any that you're not actually using.
It's like decluttering, but for your website.
Exactly. Like cleaning out that junk drawer we all have. And just like with themes, pay attention to the quality of the plugin's code. Look for plugins from reputable developers, read reviews, and specifically look for mentions of performance.
So it's worth investing in well-coded plugins that won't slow you down. Okay, plugins, check. What's next on Bradley's list?
Images. This is a big one. Bradley calls them a visual bottleneck, and he's not wrong.
I've definitely been guilty of uploading huge images without thinking about it.
We've all been there. But those large, unoptimized images can really, really slow down your site, especially for folks with slower internet connections.
So what can we do about it?
Well, Bradley outlines a few key strategies. First, reduce the file size of your images as much as you can without, you know, sacrificing image quality.
Makes sense.
Then, choose the right file format. JPEGs are usually best for photographs. PNGs are better for graphics with transparency.
Got it.
And then use compression to shrink those file sizes even further. It's like zipping a file on your computer.
Oh, that's a great analogy.
And luckily, there are plugins that can do a lot of this for you. Bradley mentions WP Smush and EWWW Image Optimizer. These tools can automatically compress your existing images, and they can even optimize new ones as you upload them.
That sounds like a huge time saver.
It is. Okay, moving on to something a little more technical but super important.
Yeah.
CDNs. Content delivery networks.
CDNs. I've heard of them, but to be honest, they always sounded kind of complicated to me.
I get it. But the concept itself is actually pretty simple. A CDN is basically a network of servers that are spread out all over the world. And when someone visits your website, the CDN serves your content from the server that's closest to them geographically.
So let's say your main server is in the US and someone in Australia visits your site. Instead of their request having to travel all the way to the US, it's handled by a CDN server in Australia.
Exactly. That significantly reduces the distance the data has to travel, and it makes your site load way faster for people who are farther away from your main server.
It's like having local branches for your website all over the globe.
Exactly. And there are some popular CDN services that Bradley mentions, like Cloudflare, MaxCDN, and Amazon CloudFront. These are all pretty easy to integrate with WordPress.
That's great. CDNs sound like a real game changer for sites with a global audience. Now, on the topic of making things faster, Bradley also talks about caching, right?
Right. Caching is super important. It basically means creating temporary copies of your web pages and storing them so that they can be served up more quickly to visitors.
So the first time someone visits a page, your server has to do all this work to generate it. But with caching, the next time someone visits that same page, or even if the same person comes back, the server can just serve up that pre-made copy.
Yeah, exactly. It saves the server from having to do all that work again, and it makes the page load much faster for the visitor.
It's like having a meal prepped and ready to go instead of having to cook it from scratch every time.
Perfect analogy. And there are plugins that can handle this caching process for you. Bradley mentions W3 Total Cache and WP Super Cache.
Fantastic. So caching, another win for speed. Now, what about minimizing HTTP requests? What does that even mean?
Well, every element on your web page, every image, every script, every style sheet requires a separate request from the visitor's browser to your server. And each of those requests takes time.
So the more requests, the slower the page loads.
Precisely. So the goal is to reduce the number of requests as much as possible.
Got it. But how do we actually do that?
Bradley has a few suggestions. One is to combine your CSS and JavaScript files. So instead of having like 10 separate files, you might only have two or three.
Makes sense. Less clutter.
Yep. Another tip is to be mindful of how many images you're using. Maybe you don't need like 5 images on that page. Maybe 3 would do the trick.
Right. It's all about being intentional.
And then you can optimize your code itself. Things like compressing your files with gzip, which makes them smaller, and minifying your code, which removes unnecessary characters and spaces. There are plugins like WP Minify that can help with this.
So it's all about streamlining that communication between the browser and the server. Okay, database optimization is another area Bradley talks about. I have to admit, I don't always think about the database when it comes to site speed.
It's easy to forget about, right? But your WordPress database is where all your site's content is stored. And over time, it can accumulate a lot of junk. Old revisions of posts, spam comments, things like that.
So it's like a digital storage room that needs a good clean out every now and then.
Exactly. And all that extra stuff can slow your site down. Bradley recommends a plugin called WP Optimize for cleaning up and optimizing your database.
Excellent. One more thing. Lazy loading. That sounds intriguing.
Lazy loading is a really cool technique, especially if you have a site with lots of images or videos. Basically, it means that instead of loading all the media on a page right away, you only load the stuff that's visible to the user in their viewport.
So you're not loading everything at once, just what the user needs to see at that moment.
Exactly. And then as the user scrolls down the page, the rest of the content loads as they need it.
Smart. So it makes that initial page load much faster.
Exactly. Bradley recommends the Lazy Load by WP Rocket plugin, and he also points out that some themes have lazy loading built in now. So check your theme settings.
Always good to check. All right, last but not least, what does Bradley say about staying up to date?
Staying up to date is absolutely crucial. And I'm not just talking about security updates, although those are obviously important. Updates often include performance improvements as well.
So ignoring those update notifications could actually be slowing your site down.
Yep. And Bradley even suggests a plugin called WP Updates Notifier that can help you stay on top of those updates.
Perfect. Okay, we've covered a lot of ground today. Thanks to Chris Bradley's awesome guide, we've explored a whole bunch of strategies for speeding up a WordPress website. We talked about choosing the right hosting, picking a lightweight theme, being smart about plugins, optimizing images, using a CDN, implementing caching, minimizing HTTP requests, cleaning up our database, lazy loading our media, and staying up to date.
And remember, you don't have to do everything at once. Start with one or two things that seem manageable.
Absolutely. Even small changes can make a big difference. So as you think about your own WordPress website, ask yourself, which of these areas could I tackle? And how might those changes benefit not just your site's speed, but your visitors' experience as well?
That's a great question to leave our listeners with, because at the end of the day, it's all about creating a smooth and enjoyable experience for the people who visit your site.
Couldn't agree more. And if you want to learn more about any of the specific techniques we talked about today, I highly recommend checking out Chris Bradley's full article. We've just scratched the surface here.
There's a whole world of optimization to explore.
Exactly. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into WordPress speed optimization.
Until next time.